A charter plane from South Korea arrived in Atlanta today to bring home hundreds of detained workers who were swept up in a federal immigration raid. Martlin Hyde from station WABE in Atlanta reports.
Hyundai has said it's investing $26 billion in the United States for the next 3 years. Choi Stangrun is the former director of the Hyundai Motor Korea Foundation Center for Korean History and Public Policy. He says the raid on the auto plant could jeopardize future investments.
We're going to see not just Korean firms, but I think foreign firms more broadly be more cautious about their workers they're sending to the United States to try and help set up facilities.
He says South Korea has also committed to investing billions more into the U.S. Meanwhile, some companies are asking workers to avoid traveling to the U.S. There is no clear timetable for the release of detained South Korean nationals.